Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Kedushin Daf Ein Vav. The Gemara at the bottom of Ein Heyam Beis brings, B'shem Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Shalosh Machlokes Bedavar, there's a three-way Machlokes as far as the din of Kusim. Rabbi Shmuel says, Kusim Argiri Aroyos, the Kohanim Shenit Mehem Kohanim Psulim Hayu. The Shita of Rabbi Kiva is that Kusim Argiri Emes, the Kohanim Shenitmu Behem Kohanim Kshirim. And the reason why they asked Kusim is because they were Paiter the Nesuais. They Paiter Nesuais from Yibam. They held that only Narusa has the mitzvah of Yibam. And then is that a woman who needed Yibam, and she was Nisus Lashuk without Yibam or Chalitza, she's over a Lav. And according to Rabbi Kiva, Chayvei Lavin, the children are Mamzerim. So according to Rabbi Kiva, that was the problem with the Kusim. They were Mamzerim that came from them. And the third Mahach, the Gemara says, it was Rabbi Lazar. He says they were not Baki, but Teres Gittin and Kedushin. Therefore, again, Mamzerim can come from them. Now, the Ramban and the Ritva, they discuss that the Gemara previously on Daf Ayin Hei was trying to understand where is the Pshat in the Shita of Rabbi Lazar that Kusi Yosir Bekusis. The Gemara tried to bring one Mahalach, and the Gemara was Chayzer from that. Then the Gemara brings the member of Yeshua ben Levi that Chal Yishmach Leikis Bedovar. And they explain that the Gemara does not mean to say that all three of these Shitas would be an explanation why Kusi would be Yosir Bekusis. The Chal Yishmach Leikis Bedovar is really to explain why Bechlal, the Chacham said that Kusim are Yosir into Klal Yisrael. And Enechami, only the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, the third Shita, he himself is the one who holds the Kusi Yosir Bekusis. The Gemara did not mean to say that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva would be maskim to this. While the Maisa according to Rabbi Lazar is Kusi Yosir Bekusis, the Rabban explains for one of two reasons. Either because since there are Mamzerim amongst them, so even though the other Kusim are Gerim, we have to say that Rabbi Lazar holds like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that a Mamzer is Yosir to a Ger. He holds the Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal. Therefore, it would be also for a Kusi to marry a Kusis. It could be one of them has a din of a ger who's kosher, and the other one is a ger who's a mamzer, and a ger is also two mamzeres. Another mahalach the Ramban explains is that once we see that kahanim were nitmu behem, and the descendants of those kahanim do not have a din of gerim, therefore they would be also two mamzerim. So even if Rabbi Lazar would hold, like the sheet of Rabbi Yasi, the gerim and mamzerim are mutarn zebezeh, because kahal gerim lo yikri kahal, since amongst the kusim were those who did not have the status of gerim, they are descendants of Kehanim, they would be Osir to Mamzerim. For that reason, Kusi lo Yiso Kusis. Now, the Gemara here brings a brisa as far as what is the din of a matzah is Kusi. According to the Tanakhama, the matzah is Mutter Ba'achila Va'odom Yotzi Ba'yidei Chayvasi Be'Pesach. Rashi explains, Mutter Ba'achila means to say that there's no chash chimots on the matzah. They're careful that it should not be Neschametz. And also, Odom Yotzi Ba'yidei Chayvasi Be'Pesach, Rashi explains, it does not have the din of Betzekos Shal Nochri, dough which was needed by a guy. So even if you know for sure that it did not become chametz, and there's no Isser of Achilas Chometz on Pesach by eating it, still one cannot use it to be Yotze his mitzvah of Achilas Matzah B'Leil Rishon Shal Pesach, because that matzah needs Shimur L'Shma, and a Goy does not do Shimur L'Shma. And this is what the Tanakhama of the Braisa is saying, that the matzah of a Kusi is different. You could be Yotze Yidei Chayvasi B'Pesach, because the Kusim do know how to do Shimur L'Shma. And that Rabbi Lazar argues, and he says, it's Osir, the Fisha Eim B'Kiyim B'Duktukei Mitzvah, so Rabbi Lazar means to say, not only can he not be Yotze the mitzvah, but it's also Osir, there is a chash of chimutz. Now, Taisa over here in the end of Dibur Maschal Matzis Kusi, Taisa says, "Venire hoda kamar va'adam yotzi b'dei chayvasei haynu dafka shegam makusi yoicham imenu dem loykein lo yotzi b'dei chayvasei dehalesu lifnei iver leisita in mechshel." Taisa says that this case, that which the Braisa says that one could be yotzi his chayvas matzah with Matzis Kusi, that's only if he sees that the Kusi himself is eating from it. Otherwise, the Yisrael cannot be yotzi b'dei chayvasei. Why? Because Kusi are not makbid on lifnei iver leisita in mechshel. Therefore, if he himself is not eating it, he's just giving it to you to eat. So even though according to the Tanakhama they were makbid b'diktukei mitzvahs, that only means if a mitzvah that he himself does, we assume that he did it properly. But if he himself is not using this for the mitzvah, he just gave it to you, since we know that they're not makbid on lifnei iver, we cannot rely on him that the matzah is kosher. There's a diuk over here in Taisus which Rishash points out. The lashon of Taisus is that if he's not eating it himself, then you cannot use it to be yotze your chayvas matzah. And the mashmais of Taisus would be that as far as the iser, the chash chimots, that we would not have to be concerned about, even if we do not see him eating it himself. And the question is, why not? If they're not makbid on lifnei iver, and he himself is not eating it, so maybe it is chametz, the fact that he gave it to you does not prove anything. So why don't we have to be concerned that it's chametz? This is the kasha that the Rishash asks, and he writes that the Mashal and the Mashal both ask this kasha in Gittin. This same brisa appears in Gittin Daf Yud, and says over there, says similar to that which Taisus says over here, and the Mashal and the Mashal make the same diuk. The Mashmalis of Taisus is that even without him eating it, you do not have to be concerned that it's chametz. And the question is, why not? So the Mashal gives one teretz. He says, as far as the chash chimutz, even if you do not see him eating it, We don't have to be concerned that he's giving you something which is chametz, because he knows that you could ask him that he should eat it himself. And since he's scared that you're going to ask him that, he's not going to want to eat it, because they were makbid on eating something which is chametz, so even without him actually eating it, you don't have to be concerned if he gave it to you to eat. However, as far as being yotzi yidei chayvasai, unless you see that this is the matzah that he himself is being yotzi his chiyuv, in other words, you know that he's not eating any other matzah on Leil Pesach, Akarach is using this for his mitzvah, but if you don't see that, then you don't have no raya from the fact that he gave it to you, he has nothing to be scared of, even if you'll ask him to eat some of it, he has no problem eating it, because maybe he has other matzah, which he's going to be used to be yotzi his chiyuv matzah. Since he has nothing to be scared of, there's no raya, and the only way we can know for sure that it's matzah which is kosher for the mitzvah, is if we know that this is the matzah that he's using for his mitzvah. This is the teretz of the Mashal, which the Rashash says is a good teretz. However, the Rashash says that the Mashal says another teretz, and the Mashal's teretz is difficult. The Mashal answers that as far as the chash of chimutz, that already we could tell by looking at the actual isa. Gemara Pesachim gives different simanim, how one can tell by looking at the dough whether it turned into chametz. And Mashal says, therefore, as far as that's concerned, as far as the chash chimutz, we don't have to come on to his nemanis. However, the Rashash over here asks on the Mashal, if this is the case, if we could rely on these simanim, not only a kusiyu gives you this matzah, even if it was a goy gomer who gave you the matzah, also you'd be able to rely on the simanim. From the fact that the Braisa says matzahs kusi muteres, Mashmai says that we're relying on the nemanis of the kusi, akarach we're not being samech on these simanim. Because of this kasha, the Rashash says we have to go back to the teres of the Mashal. Akapam Tosis L'maisa says that as far as using this to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah b'leil Pesach, for that you cannot use it unless you see that he himself is eating it for the mitzvah, because Tosis says they're not makbid on lifnei iver. And the Sefer Zeicher Yitzchok, he brings an interesting diak from this Tosfos. This is in Simin Memhei Anaf Beis. He has a shaila about the Isser of lifnei iver, and that is the Isser only if one is machshol someone else and cause him to be over an Isser? We cause him to be over a lav, or is it even in a case where you just cause him to be mevatel an essay, is that also included in lifnei iver leisita in michshol? If I do something which causes a person to not be able to mekayim a mitzvah, am I over the iser of lifnei iver? And he says that from this Taisus would be right that there is an iser of lifnei iver. Because Taisus says that the kusim are not makbid in lifnei iver. The mashmois of Taisus was that if they are makbid, then we could assume from that which he gave me matzah to eat. And he knows that this is the matzah that I'm going to use to be mekayim my mitzvah of achilas matzah b'leil Pesach. Had the kusim been makbid in lifnei iver, then he would not have done such a thing, because this would be included in the iser of lifnei iver. The mashmois of Taisus is that even causing someone to be mevatel akiyam essay, that's also included in the iser. Now continue on. Behemshach, the Gemara brings Rava. Rava says, what is the reason why a kusi is usher to a kusis? Because Eved of a shivcha nisarvu behem. There was a kusi who married a shivcha, and a kusis who married an Eved. Therefore the Chacham asked for Kal Yisrael to marry the kusim, and even for a kusi to marry a kusis, because we're chayshu that one of them is a ger kosher, and the other one is either an Eved or a shivcha. Now on this, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks, Isura mishumayim mishum shivcha. Which is the one that's causing the concern over here? It's not the Eved. In other words, it's not the fact that an Eved married a Kusis. Rather, it's because a Kusi married the Shivcha. If so, the Gemara says, Nisni Chodos. So why does Rav even mention anything about the Eved? And that the Gemara says, Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. Then Rashi over here explains, what does the Gemara mean to ask over here? So Rashi explains, because since the din is that Akum Ve'Eved Haba Abbas Yisrael Havlat Kosher, if so, even if there wasn't Eved who married a Kusis, that's not going to be a problem. What is the concern? The concern is that there was a Kusi who married a Shivcha. Now is the Gemara's kasha, so why does Rav mention anything about the Eved? And the Gemara answers, Maisa Shehoya Kachoya. Now in this Rashi, there's a kasha that the Mashal asks, and as we'll see, there's a lot of discussion in the Achronim about this kasha. And that is, the Mashmois of this Rashi is, that on the side of the Gemara that Akum Ve'Eved Haba Abbas Yisrael, the child is not a mamzer, the child is kosher, it's not the fact that the child is kosher because the child is a goy, that he's nisyachas after the father, rather the fact that the child is kosher and he's a yid. We discussed this in the previous year, Tosfos on Ein Hamid Beis. This is where the Mashal that we're discussing is. In Dior Maschel Rabbi Shmuel, Tosfos is Mavur now like this. Tosfos is Mavur that in the Tzad to say that Akum Ve'Eved Haba Abbas Yisrael, the child is not a Mamzer, the child is because the child is a Goy. The reason why the child does not have the psal of a Mamzer is because it's not shy for a Goy to have the Shem Mamzerus. If the child would be a Gid, then he would have the Shem Mamzerus. Rashi over here seems to be saying now like this. Rashi is saying, the tzad to say that the child is not a mamzer is not because it's nisyachas after the father and it's a goy. And the child is not a mamzer and it's kosher, it's nisyachas after the mother. This is muchach in the Rashi, because Rashi is explaining that even if an eved was nisarven to the kusim, meaning an eved married a kusis, that would not make any problems because the child would be kosher. If the child would be like Tosfos, that the child is kosher because it's a goy, in this case where the father was an eved, the child would have the status of an eved also, and this still would be a reason to pass on the kusim. And it would be a reason why Kusi is also to a Kusis. We should be chayshish that maybe one of them has the din of an Eved because it comes from a father who is an Eved. And the other one, the Kusis, maybe she comes from two parents who are Kusim. Therefore, she's a Ger Kosher, and it will be also for her to marry the Kusi whose father was an Eved, because he, the son, would also have a din of an Eved. From here, this is Muchach, and this is Mashar proves from this Rashi that Rashi holds not like Taisis. Rashi holds the Akam of Eved Abba, Bas Yisrael of Lat Kosher. It means to say that the child is Kosher and is a Yid, not like Taisis says that he's a Goy. However, there are a few problems with this that the Mashar asks. Firstly, the Taisa 9 Hey Amraf was really going Bedas Rashi. Taisis was coming to answer Kasha and Rashi. The Gemara over there in Daf Ayin Hey was coming to explain the sheet of Rebbe Lozer, why he holds a Kusi La Yusa Kusis, and the Gemara says that he holds like a Bishmal, the Kusim are Geri Aroyos, and he also holds the Akam of Evan Obah Bas Yisrael Havlan Mamzer, and as Rashi explains, therefore the problem is that maybe these two Kusim who want to get married, one of them has a din of a Goy, and one of them has a din of a Yisrael who's a Mamzer. And the Kasha that Taisis asked in Rashi is, why does the Gemara have to say that Rebbe Lozer will hold Akam of Evan Obah Bas Yisrael Havlan Mamzer? Koshkin, if the child is kosher, then for sure there would be a problem. There would be a kosher yid marrying a goy. So Taisa explained, to answer Rashi, that the one has to stress this, that he holds Akam Vevet Abba Abbas Yisrael of Lad Mamzer, because the other tzad, the tzad that says the child is not a Mamzer, the tzad is not that he's a Yisrael who's kosher, rather he's a goy who's kosher, and if so, there would be no problem for the Kusi to marry a Kusis. If the Kusi comes from both parents who are Kusim, and if he has a din of a gay or a royis, he's a goy, and he gets married to a Kusis, who comes from an Akam Habo Bas Yisrael, and according to the Tzad that the child is not a Mamzer, the Pshat is because the child is a Goy, so there would be no problem over here for this Kusi to marry a Kusis, both of them are Goyim. Akvam, this is what Tosafot said with Das Rashi, that the Tzad that the child is not a Mamzer is the Pshat because the child is a Goy, and if so, the Mashal asks, this is a steer to what Rashi is mashma over here in Daf Ayin Vov, that if you hold Akam Ve'ever Abba Bas Yisrael Havlat Kosher, Kosher means that the child is a Kosher Yid and not a Goy. Now in the Sefer Shaar HaMelech in Hilchos Yisuri Biyo, Perek Tezvov Alocha Gimel, he discusses at length this shaila of Akum Ve'ever Abba Bas Yisrael of Lad Kosher. Does Kosher mean that he has a din of a Yid, or does it mean that he has a din of a Goy, and Kosher means that after Geirus he'll be Kosher? And he brings the Mashal, the Seer and Rashi's, and he brings an additional Rashi in Daf Ayin Amid Beis, who's also Mashmer, the way Rashi says over here in Daf Ayin Vov, that if the child is Kosher, then it has a din of a Yid. Rashi over there in Dibur HaMaschol called Omer Mibes Chashmonoi, Rashi is coming to explain the Gemara over there, which says that if someone claims that they come from the house of Chashmonaim, they have a din of an Eved, because Hurdis killed out all of the base Chashmonai. And Rashi over there explains that Mistam Allah B'nai Yisrael Nosiv, Hurdis and his sons did not marry B'nai Yisrael, din is harim heim lahosi B'nai Seim la'avodim. Klai Yisrael are careful not to marry off their daughters to Avodim. Therefore, everyone who comes from base Hurdis is considered an Eved. Now Rashi is mashma that if Hurdis and his sons would have married B'nai Yisrael, then their children would have been kshayim, they would not have had a din of avodim. Rashi over here is mashma that the din of Akum ve'evet obo abas Yisrael havlat kosher, the pshat would be not that it's nisachas after the father, rather it's nisachas after the mother, and the child is kosher. So again, we have two Rashis, Rashi and Daf Ayin Vov, and Rashi and Daf Ayin Amar Beis, which are mashma that if the child is not a mamzer, then the child is a Yisrael who's kosher, he's not nisachas after the father. And on the other hand, Rashi and Daf Ayin Hey Amar Beis, Taisa explains that Rashi is muchach to hold that the child is nesachas after the father. If the father is a goy, the son will also get a din of a goy. So a number of achronim answer the stira in Rashi by being mechalik between whether the father is an eved or the father is an akum. Now even though b'derech klal we find that they're put together, akum ve'eved abo bas Yisrael, we find the machlekes whether they're vlad mamzer or vlad kosher. Enechnami, as far as that machlekes itself, whether the child gets a din of a mamzer or not, their akum ve'eved are in the same category. However, on the tzad that Akam ve'eved abo abas Yisrael have lad kosher, they're not a mamzer. Now the question just is, are they nisachas after the father, and they would be like a goy or an eved, or are they nisachas after the mother, and they would be a Yisrael who's kosher? On that, the Achrenim are suggesting, with that strategy, there's a chilik between Akam and eved. This would answer the stira, because in Daf Ayin Vov, and on Daf Ayin Amid Beis, where we prove from Rashi, Rashi holds that the child is nisachas after the mother. The other cases we're talking about, that it was an eved who was bo abas Yisrael. The other child is nisachas after the mother, and it's a Yisrael who's kosher. The Rashi in Daf Ayin Hei Mabeis was talking about a Kusi. The Gemara there is going, if you hold Kusi, are Geri Aroyos, and the Gemara says that some Kusim marry B'nai Yisrael. That's what Tosafot said with Das Rashi, that if you hold that the child is not a Mamzer, then the child would be kosher, but it would have a din of a Goy like the father. In other words, the Achronim are differentiating between an Eved and an Akum. However, what exactly is the Svar to be Mechalik? Over there we find different Svaris. Achronim say different Hesberim for this Chilik. In the Truvas Chemdas Shleim and Evan Ezra Simen Beis, he quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Melisa, which is the Nesivis, There's a whole true over there when the Nesivos talks about this question: if a Yisraelis became pregnant from a Goy, what is the status of the child? It's interesting to note that the Nesivos held Lameisa that the child will need a Geiris. Like the Sheet of Tosfos on Daf Ein Hei Amabez, as well as in Yevamos Daf Tezayin Amabez, Tosfos holds that Akum Evet Abba Abbas this child have Vlad Kosher. It means to say that the child is Kosher but has a din of a Goy and will need Geiris. This would definitely be surprising to many people who always assumed that it's Pasha that in Dinei Torah the lineage goes after the mother. Lameisa and Nesivos Paskin not like this, that if a Goy lives with a Bas Yisrael and they have a child, the child will need Geiris. But Agapanam, the Nesivos over there discusses the Siri and Rashi, and he says such a chilik is a chilik whether the father was an Evid or the father is an Akum. And his Hesber is, the Besim really would say that the child is Nesachas after the father. That's the reason why the child is not a Mamzer. However, that's Dafka by a Goy, which is a concept of Yichus. Hashenkin by an Evid, the Gemara on Daf Samach Tesom and Aleph tells us that Evid ain't Loichayis. Rashi over there explains this is learned out of a pasuk which says, Shvulachem Poyim HaChamor. We learn from there that Avodim are Am HaDoyim LeChamor. Just like a behemo, there's no yichus after the father, the child just is attributed to the mother, so to the child of an Evid is not attributed to the father, rather it's attributed solely to the mother. This is the hesbah that the Nesivos gives, why if it's an Akum Abal Bas Yisrael, the child gets the din of the father. If it's an Evid Abal Bas Yisrael, the child is not Nesachas after the father, it's Nesachas after the mother, and therefore the child has a din of a Yisrael. One would still have to understand, according to this, why the child is not a Mamzer. The way the Rishonim are understanding, it's hard to say why the child is not a Mamzer is because it's Nesachas after the father. That's how Tosfos explained over here. Since the child is Nesachas after the father who's a Goy, it's not Shaykh the Musik of Mamzeris by a Goy. If so, if the father was an Evid and it's not Shaykh to be Nesachas after the father, then one would have to understand why it does not get a din of a Mamzer. Rakapanim, this is how the Nesivos explains the Stira in Rashi. Now, in the Arsa Meach and Hilchas Yisuri Biyo Perek Tezvav Alocha Gimel, he says a similar chilik between an Evid and an Akum, however, he gives a different Hesber. And he explains that really by an Evid, also we should have said that the child is Nesachas after the father, the child should also get a din of an Evid. However, since this Uber was conceived and developed in the womb of a mother who's a Bas Yisrael, the Adin of the Evid has no Schusim in this Uber. The ownership that an Adin can have in an Uber is only if this Uber is in the womb of a mother who's a Shifcha to the Adin, but there's no Din Imamnis, there's no rights that an Adin has to an Uber just because his Evid was the one who fathered this Uber. Therefore, it's not shaykh for this Uber to have the shame of an Evid. There is no Adin who has a Kinyan Mamon in him. So the child has to be either a Goy or a Yid. Now, Smeach explains that if the father who was the Evid already was Toivul Hashem Geirus, which B'derech Kal happens at the beginning of the Avdus, he's Toivul Hashem Geirus, he's Mekabel Miktsas Mitzvahis. If that Evid is Baal Bas Yisrael, the child will have a din of a Yid. The status of the child will be no different than if the father would have already been Nishtacher. If he would have been an Evid Meshuchar and he would have had a child afterwards from Bas Yisrael, the child would have been Kosher. This case is the same din. If, however, the Evid was never Toivul Hashem Avdus, meaning at the time the Yisrael bought him, the Evid never went through even a partial Geiris to be Mekabel some of the mitzvahs, in that case he has a din of a regular Goy, and if he's Baal Bas Yisrael, the child will have a din of a Goy. So again, this is a chilek between whether the father is an Evid or the father is an Akum, with a different Hesber, but Akupanim, this will also answer the Stira in Rashi's. Now, we just mentioned the Chazanish, and Evan Ezra Simin Vov, Sifkot and Dalid, he's discussing this Nidoin, if Akum Evid or Baal Bas Yisrael, the child is not a Mamzer, which is how we hold. Does the child have the status of a Yid or the status of a Goy? And he says that the Mashmois of Tosfos and Yevamos Daf Tezayin Amud Beis is that both by an Akum and by an Evid, in both cases we do not give the child the status of a Yisrael. And he explains that even though by an Evid, Evid Ein Lechayis, L'Cher, the child cannot be Nesachas after the father, he says still Tosfos would hold that since the Mais of the father was not a Yid, the child does not receive Kedushas Yisrael from his father, therefore Memela, as by default the child will be a Goy. In other words, it's not that he's Nesachas after the father. We cannot be Nesachas him after the father since the father is an Evid. Yet still Tosfos holds the child will have a din of a Goy and he'll need Geiris since he never got Kedusha as Yisrael, so Memela he's left as a Goy. So this is how the Chaznesh explains B'das Tosfos, how is it shaykh that even by an Evid the child should get a din of a Goy? But Akapanam B'das Rashi, the Achrenim are explaining the Rashi is Mechalik between an Evid and a Goy. By an Evid, the child will have a din of a Yisrael, either like the Nesivos explains because it's not shaykh to be Nesachas after the father, or like the Arsameach explains, he cannot possibly be an Evid since he does not have an Adin. Now continue on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Anaisa Isha Kohenes Tzarech Livdik Acharea Arba Yimohis. The Hamshach, the Mishnah brings that by Levi of Yisraelis, this is Agirsa, we'll see later on there's a different Girsa in the Mishnah. The Agirsa is Levi of Yisraelis, if he marries a Levi or Yisraelis, may see from Aleim Oidachas. And as we'll see, there's a major Machlokes we Shainim had to understand what exactly are the Bedikos in this Mishnah. And furthermore, we'll also have to clarify, who is this Naisi Isha? Are we talking about a man who is a Kain, or is it even by a Levi and a Yisrael? So Rashi over here explains, in Dibur Maschal Baitkin, he says, Shalai hayu mam zeirois, ayachas min apsulois lekahal. Rashi explains, what are we checking for in these bedikos? We're checking that none of these imois for mam zeirois are other psulei kahal. Now we just mentioned Derech Agav, what other psulei kahal could we possibly be checking for? The Sefer HaMakne is bothered by this. He says, if we're checking for Amaini or Moyavi, so since anyways we're only checking imois, there anyways will be kosher because Amaini v'lei Amainis, Moyavi v'lei Moyavis. If what we're concerned about is the psul of Mitzri, which is also by Nekevois, however, since the Dur Shlishri is Mutter, so why do we have to go back to the Aim Ima as well? If we just go back one generation, and we know that her mother is not a Mitzris, and even if her grandmother was a Mitzris, she anyways would be kosher, she's already the Dur Shlishi. And yes, if what we're concerned about is the psul of Eved or Shifcha, that also would now require us to check all of these Imais. For example, Aim Avi Ima. One of those that he has to check is the mother of her mother's father, meaning her maternal grandfather. We're afraid that his mother was a Shifcha, and that would make him into an Eved. Once we check the mother's mother, so we know already that she's a Bas Yisrael, so even if the mother's father is an Eved, since Eved Abal Bas Yisrael, the child is kosher, and like we said before, Rashi's Shita would be that the child is kosher and is a Yisrael, so there'd be no concern, why would he have to check the mother of the mother's father? Hagavan, one can take a look over there in the Sefer HaMakne, he's bothered, what exactly does Rashi mean? What are the other Psulei Kahal that we're concerned about? The whole kasha doesn't seem to be so difficult. We could say that in Chanami, some of the imois have to be checked only Mishum Mamzerus, and that which Rashi says Psulei Kahal could be negay only to some of them, not to all of them. Rakapam, to get back to the Ikur discussion in our Sigya, the Shita of Rashi is that we're checking these imois Mishum Mamzerus or Psulei Kahal. Now Tosaf Yandir Maschal Tzarech Shiyivdek, he asks a kasha on Rashi. He says, according to the way Rashi learns, that we're concerned about is the Psul Kahal, not just the Psul of Chalolos, which is negay only to Kehanim. If so, Tosafot asks on Rashi, what is the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara in the beginning, right after the Mishnah, first Gemara asks one kasha, why are we only checking the Noshim and not the Anoshim? That the Gemara answers, Gavri dechi mintu ba'adodi b'yuchsin hu deminti im isadik emilsa isle kala. Then the Gemara asks a second question, v'i nami tivdik be'bidi day. Why is it that only the husband has to do bedikos on the potential wife? Why does she not have to do bedikos into him? And that the Gemara answers, m'siyei l'rav, d'omar v'yuda marav, as Rashi himself explains, there's no iser for a woman to marry a cholol. Even if she's a bas kohen, she's allowed to marry a cholol. And Taiz asks, the way Rashi learned the Mishnah, we're not just concerned about the psul of a cholol, we're concerned about the psul of mamzerus, the iser b'kahal, and that's equally in both directions. The same way it's also for Yisrael kosher to marry a mamzeres, it's equally also for a bas Yisrael kosher to marry a mamzer, so why would she not have to check into him? Why are these bedikos not necessary? Because of this kasha, Tosis argues in Rashi, and Tosis explains that we're checking for in the Mishnah is the psul of chalolos and not mamzerus. And Tosis explains, what is the difference? Why are we choshish for chalolos more than mishum mamzerus? Tosis explains, because makir in Yisrael mamzerim shebineyem, this is a Gemara in Ksubis daf Yudah Amud Beis, if there would be a mamzer in the mishpacha, we would know about it. Hashenkin, as far as chalolos, it could be we do not know about it. However, Tosis then encounters a problem. He asks on himself, in the hemshach of the Mishnah says, l'viyah v'yisraelis meisifam aleim oirachas. Which means if a kohen wants to marry a Bas Levi or a Bas Yisrael, he has to add an additional generation. And Tosis is bothered, where is the chashash over here, Bechlal? This Bas Levi or Bas Yisrael, there's no way that they could be a chalala, even if their father, the Levi or the Yisrael, married a woman who was a chalala, still the din is that the child does not get a din of a chalala, as the Gemara says later on, B'nei Yisrael mikfa tayr l'chalolos. So again, the kasha is, if according to Tosis, the whole chashash in the Mishnah is mishum chalolos, where is the chashash over here by a Bas Levi or a Bas Yisrael? So Tosis answers this and he says, really, the Ikar Bedika in the Mishnah is Mishum Chalolos. However, once the Chacham were already misakin these Bedikos, then Derech Agav, they also said to do Bedikos Mishum Mamzerus. Therefore, by a Levi or Yisraelis, even though in Chanam there is no Chash Chalolos over there, still the Takana does remain, he has to check her Mishum Mamzerus. However, the other way around, this is what the Gemara means to say, since she never has to check him, because there never is a Chash Chalolos, Lahuzrek Sheris Linosid Lipsulim, there is no takana b'chlal to do bedikos, and therefore she does not have to check mishum mamzerus either. Now, just point out some of the achrenim ask on Tosfos in the Sefer HaMakne and the Marit if the ikur bedikos are mishum chalolos, and that's really only negeya by a bas kohen, by a bas Levi and a bas Yisrael. The ikur takana is not negeya; it's only derech agav. Once they're already masakim mishum chalolos, they were also masakim by these women, even though by these women the whole chashish is mishum mamzerus. Then it's not mistaber b'chlal to say that the bedikos necessary by a Levi and Yisraelis are even more than the bedikos necessary for a kohenis, since the ikur takana was for a kohenis, where there is a chashash chalolos, and there it only goes arba yimois. Then by a Levi and Yisraelis, which is only derech agav, the ikur takana is not negeya. It would seem unreasonable that they would require even more bedikos than a kohenis. Rakapam, this is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosis in the sugya. Again, the Shita of Rashi is that the Ikar B'dikos in the Mishnah are Mishum Mamzeris or Mishum Psulei Kahal. According to Tosis, the Ikar B'dikos are Mishum Chalolos. Even according to Tosis, Derech Agav, they were also Misakin B'dikos Mishum Mamzeris, whereas the Gemara says that she does not have to check him because the B'dikos of Chalolos are not Negev for her, therefore they were not Misakin any B'dikos at all. Now the Kashi that Tosis asked on Rashi, what is the Pshat in the Gemara? The truth is, as the Chayim point out, Rashi himself answered this kasha. Rashi di b'maschaloi huzer u'ksheiros, he explains that Kohanim were not muzer to marry either Chalolim or Geirim or Charuri, as opposed to the other way around, Kohanim were muzer to marry either a Chalolo or Geiris or Meshuchreres. And then Rashi continues and he says, v'kivin d'lahikpida tera le'em l'yuchsin, rabbonan nami le'ovid b'hu ma'ilo. Rashi himself was bothered by this kasha, and he explains that even though what we're discussing in the Mishnah is a chash of Mamzeris, since this whole takana to check Arba Yimois is a takana de Rabbanon, the Rabbanon will only misaken this takana on him and not on her. Since the Chacham saw that even in Dine de Reisa we're more makel on her than we are on him, as we see, like Huzruk Sherius li nasi lipsulim. So Rashi himself was bothered by this kasha and he explained, when the Gemara says, Messiah the Rav, that like Huzruk Sherius li nasi lipsulim, it doesn't mean that the Chash in the mission that we're concerned about is the Chash of Chalolos. Rather, the Gemara just means to say that since we saw that in Dine Torah we're more makel on her than on him, so too in this takana of checking Arba Yimois, we're not mechayev her to check him. Now in the Tosis Yontif on this mission, he points out, he says, L'cher, Tosis did not have this girsa in Rashi. If Tosis would have seen Rashi himself addressing the issue, Tosis would not have asked this kasha. But Pnei Yeshua, on the other hand, says that even if Tosis did see this Rashi, still the Rashi is difficult. This is what Tosis was bothered by, that the Ikar Teretz of the Gemara is missing. Since according to Rashi, the Chashash in the Mishnah, which is the Chashash Mamzeris, there would be Shaykh in both directions, and the Gemara's Teretz just is that the Chacham were not misaking it. Since we find that the Teretz is more makel, the Gemara should have explained like this. This is what Tosis means to ask on Rashi. Now what remains to be discussed, this we haven't clarified yet, is who exactly are we talking about? Who is the Nesi Isha? Are we talking about a Kohen or a Levi or a Yisrael? This does not say clearly in the Mishnah. Now according to Tosis, clearly we're talking about Dafka Kohen. Tosis holds that the Ikar Chashash in the Mishnah, why we're misaking these B'dikos is Mishum Chalolos, therefore obviously it's referring to a Kohen. Even though Tosis says that Derech Agav, we were also misaking B'dikos Mishum Mamzeris, since the Ikar Takana is Mishum Chalolos, the Takana was only on a Kohen. This text says clearly in the Ramaschal Hanoisa Isha Kohenis. However, according to the sheet of Rashi, Rashi's mevur that the Takana of the Mishnah is Mishum Mamzerus. If so, this would apply equally by a Kohen and a Levi and a Yisrael. This is how the Mag Mishnah understands Midas Rashi. The Mag Mishnah is in Perek Yud Tes Sochus Usuri Biya Halacha Yud Ches. He says like this Midas the Ramam as well, that the B'dikas of the Mishnah apply to a Kohen, to a Levi, and to Yisrael. And the Mag Mishnah says this is the sheet of Rashi as well. Now the Achrayim of Bnei Yeshua, the Tosis Yontif, they're matmiya on this Magen Mishnah. There seems to be Rashi Mifureshes who says not like this. Rashi di Matzchal Levi of Yisraelis. Rashi says Vekoyin Bala Koinza. This Rashi is referring to the second case of the Mishnah, but the Achrayim understand that surely Rashi is learning the whole Mishnah like this. There's no svar that only in the second case by a Levi and Yisraelis we're talking about a Koyin. They learn B'das Rashi that the whole Mishnah is talking about Dafka Koyin. And the question is, this needs Hezber. Why should it be dafka by a Kohen? If the Chashash and Mishnah is the Chashash of Mamzeris, this would apply equally by a Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. So the Pnei Yeshua explains B'das Rashi that really the whole din of the Mishnah is only a Takana Darabanon. The Chashash of Mamzeris would not require B'dika since Medereis the din is at a Sofik Mamzer is Mutter. Remember, as we already mentioned before, Rashi himself is Muchach like this, that the whole din of the Mishnah is only a Takana Darabanon. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Why is it that they did not require her to check him? Rashi says, since it's a Takana Darabanan, and the Rabbanan saw that in the Deiraisa were more makel on her than on him, so too in this Takana Darabanan, they were not mechayev her to do B'dikais. But Akapanam, the Pnei Yeshua was explaining, why is it that these B'dikais are only necessary in the Darabanan? Because in the Deiraisa, the din is that a Safik Mamzer is Mutter. And the Pnei Yeshua adds, not only is a Safik Mamzer Mutter, all Psulik Kahal, the din is that a Safik is Mutter. This is similar to that which the Pnei Yeshua writes earlier in the Perek on Daf Ayin Bezim and Bez. The Gemara brings the five times that it says the word Kahal. And we learn that a Safik Mamzer is Mutter. The Pnei Yeshua over there explains that the din is true not only by a Safik Mamzer, but we learn out to all Psulei Kahal that a Safik is Mutter. Therefore, the Pnei Yeshua says that the B'dikos in the Mishnah, which as Rashi says, they're Mishum Mamzeris and Mishum Psulei Kahal, it's only Takana Darabanan, Mishum Maila also B'yuchsin, and this Takana they only made on Kahanim, not on Levim and Yisraelim. The Pnei Yeshua then goes on and explains why did Rashi not say this already in the beginning of the Mishnah. One could take a look over there. He says a Pshat, which seems to be Dochuk. So in we have two mahalchim in the Shita of Rashi. Rashi learns that the B'dikos in the Mishnah are Mishum Chashash Mamzeris and Chashash Psulei Kahal. The Mag Mishnah learns B'das Rashi that therefore there's no chilek between a Kohen Levi and a Yisrael. And the Sefer Oros from Rabbi Yashiv, he says that Akarach of the Mag Mishnah did not have this Rashi that we have. The Rashi that says first that we're talking about a Kohen, he must have had a different girsa. The Achronim, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Taisus Yontif, they learn B'das Rashi the way we have it, even though the Chashash from the Mishnah is B'Shem Amzeris, still that the Kanad Arbanon, the Maila Asum Yuchsin, was only on the Kayin, not on the Levi and the Yisrael. Now, just go back for a moment to the Sugan Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, which is very important to review. This is Negeh to Ar Gemara. The Gemara there is discussing now, which it says that Bovel is like a Silas Nekiyah, and Kol HaRotzeis are Isil Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is Isil Le Bovel. The Gemara there brings, what are the Gvulis of Bovel? The whole Sugan over there understood that anywhere else other than Bovel, we have to be Cheshish, Mishum Psulim. And then the Gemara Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis brings a Memra, Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Zudivir Meir. The Gemara then continues and brings the story that a Maimon was matter for Rav Huna Bar Nosson to marry a woman from a place called Michu Zaisa, which was not in Bavel. And Rav Ashi said to him, why are you passing this way? Is it because you hold of this member of Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel that Chacham Aimim Kol Arosis Becheskas Ksheres Heim Aimdeis? And Rav Ashi himself argued on that, and he said that Rav Kana does not hold that way. And eventually the Gemara says, Afil Huachi Le Kibla Minei Mishum Deshmili Mirzvid Dinar Da. A Maimer was not Makabah from Rav Ashi. In other words, a Maimer Paskin Lameisa, that Kol Arosis Becheskas Ksheres Heim Aimdeis. Now we saw over there that the Machaikis Rishainim had a Paskin Lameisa. If one wants to marry a woman who's not from Bavel, does he have to check into her, or can he be semich on this din of Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel that Kol Arosis are Becheskas Ksheres Heim Aimdeis? The Rosh over there brings a Machaikis between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. At first, the Rosh over there himself says that even though a Maimer Paskin Lameisa Lekula, but since Rav Ashi, he's Basra, therefore you're passing like him. In other words, we don't say that Kol HaRotzeis are Becheskas Ksheres Heim Aimdeis. And then he quotes Rav Ashi in Ksubas Daf Chav Daled Omid Aleph. The Gemara there is discussing a case where two people come to town, and each one says that they're a Kain and the other one is a Kain as well. The Gemara there says the din is that Neman Lachili Vetshuma Ve'inay Neman La'asiyah Yisha. Now the Shita of Rashi over there is, Einay Neman La'asiyah Yisha, because we're Cheshish, that maybe one of them really is a Mamzer. Rashi says like this more Mefurish later on over there in Daf Chav Hei Omid Beis. But Akupam, the Rosh over here brings this Rashi in Ksubas, and he says, the Rashi holds, we don't paskin like this member that Kol HaRotzeis Becheskas Ksheres Heim Aimdeis. Rather, any person who comes to get married, we have to check into them beforehand. Rashi says it's Mishum Maila Osu B'Yuchsin, and the Mashmoyis of Rashi is that it's not a Chashash Midereisa, but Akupam, this is a Din Derabonon, we have to be Cheshish Mishum Mamzeris. The Rosh then brings Rabbeinu Tam, who argues on Rashi, this is also Mefurish and Tosfos in Ksubas, Daf Chav Daled Omid Aleph. Tosfos over there also argues on the Rashi. And the Raya that Tosfos brings, and this is the Rosh quotes from Shem Rabbeinu Tam, the Raya is from Er Gemara and Daf Ayin Vav Amid Aleph. The Mishnah over here is Mavur that you have to do Bedikais, and the Gemara is Mavur that the reason why you have to do Bedikais is only because he's a Kayin, as it's a Chashash of Chalolos, because as the Gemara says, that she doesn't have to check him. Akarach, we're not talking about a Chashash Mamzeris. If the Chashash would be Mamzeris, she would also have to check him. Therefore, it's Muchach and Er Sugya that La Locha, we don't have to be Chashash Mishum Chashash Mamzeris. For that reason, you don't have to do Bedikais. Only by Kayin, we're Chashash Mishum Chalolos. So this is the right that Rabbeinu Tam, the Tosfos brings Keneged Rashi, the Rashi in Ksubas who holds Lameisa, that you always have to be Chayshish Mishum Mamzerus. Now if we come back to our Sugya and we make a Cheshbon and we see that the way the Magen Mishnah learned to Bedas Rashi, we have a good teretz to this Kasha, and we'll see that Rashi and Tosfos and our Sugya fit very well L'shitasai to the Machaikas over there in Ksubas, and the Machaikas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi that the Rosh brings. Because according to the way Rashi learns our Sugya, Rashi learns that we are Chayshish Mishum Mamzerus, and the Magen Mishnah understands that the din of the Mishnah is true not only by a Kayin, even by a Levi and a Yisrael as well. And even though the Gemara says the reason why she doesn't have to check him is because the Huzrik Sheyes Lignasi Lipsulim, that would be mashma the Chashash in the Mishnah is Mishum Chalolos. But Rashi himself answers this Kasha and he tells us, since the whole din is only Maila Asum Yuchsin, it's a Takana Drabonon, which Rashi in Ksuba says as well, it's not a din Dereis, it's Maila Asum Yuchsin. The Gemara is saying as far why they only gave this Maila Asum Yuchsin to him, while he has to check her and she does not have to check him. Since we find in Dini Dereis as well, the Torah is more makel on her than it is on him. Tais, however, understood that Asik is Mishum Chash Chalolos. Tais held that there is a Raya from the Gemara which says that she doesn't have to check him because Lehuzuk Sheris Lignasi Lepsulim. That's Mukha that the whole Badikas are Mishum Chalolos. If so, Tais Lishitazi has a good Raya from Asikya, that La Locha were not Chayshish Mishum Chalolos, right? Like the member of the Gemara Dafani Beis and Mabeis, that Chol Arbosis Becheskas Ksheris Heim Doim Beis. For now, the Gemara understood that the Mishnah is a Chashash of Chalolos and not a Chashash of Mamzerus. According to the Gemara's understanding that this is the Halacha, that we pass in Kol HaRotzeis Becheskas Ksheres Heim Aimdeis, that as far as Dini Mamzerus are concerned, we don't require any Bedikais. The whole Dini of Arba Yimais in the Mishnah is Mishum Chalolos. So Akupan, Rashi and Taisis fit very well, L'shito Sayu. This Cheshbon is brought in the Sefer HaOris from Rabbi Yashiv. Now we should just add that even though the Rashi in Ksubis was talking about a person who comes to town and we want to give him an Isha to marry, it's Mavur over there that she has to be by the Kim, and the Chayy, even according to Rashi, the Bdika and our Mishnah are Mishum Mamzerus, the way the Magen Mishnah learns, Still, as we saw, it's only that he has to check her. She does not have to be bedik him. So we'll have to say that the bedikus over there, which the Gemara is referring to, is not for this marriage itself. Rather, we want that we should be able to allow him to get married and that his children should be kosher as well. And if he's going to have a daughter, there's going to be a chashash mamzeris on her. Therefore, we check into him now already. Taisa over there in Ksubis learned similar to this. He learns that the chashash over there is not mamzeris, it's mishum chalolos. But according to Taisa as well, the issue is not about this marriage itself. The question is about the daughter. This whole cheshbon is if you learn the shita of Rashi al derech the Magen Mishnah. If you go like the gersa that we have in Rashi, which is the way the Achrayim learn, that even though Rashi is learning the Mishnah is a chashash of mamzerus, still Rashi says that this din is dafka by a kain and not by a levi in Yisrael, and the pshat is as Achrayim explained, since it's a maila also be yuchsin, the Chacham made this maila dafka by a kain and not by a levi in Yisrael. If so, the kasha will remain. How does this fit with the shita of Rashi in Ksubas daf chav dalid that we do require b'dikus mishum mamzerus? As the Rashi explains, this is because Rashi held that the loch is like Ravashi and dafayin beiz on mebeiz. That we do not pass in Kolorotes Pachesikas Ksheris Heim Oimdeis, rather only Bavel is a Mokim which is Hochsik Likashrus, anywhere else requires Bedikas. This Lachar does not fit with the way Rashi learns our Mishnah, that these Bedikas are because of a special Maila which they gave to Kehanim. So, Yashim Naharis, he discusses this question, and he says a Chiddush to answer this question, and that is that our Mishnah is talking about a special Takana, the Bedika of Arba Yimois, which is an exact description how exactly the Bedika has to be done. That takana is daft on a kain, because ma'ilah sub-yuchsin, they made an extra ma'ilah by a kain. However, besides that din, there's a general din that any time a person comes to marry, we have to check kefiya inyan, whatever checking is necessary according to our understanding to make sure that he's a kosher. There's no special takana of arba yimois, that takana is dafka by a kain. This is the sheet of Rashi, and that's the pshat. The Rashi paskins like Ravashi, we don't say kol ha-rotzeis b'cheskas k'sheris heim oimdeis. That's the gemara in Ksubas daf chav dalid. If someone new comes to town and we don't know who he is, even if there are two people and they're made on each other, we don't rely on that. Lasiya Isha, we require a Bedika, because we hold that anywhere other than Bavel is not Becheskas Kashrus, and we have to be Beidik Kefi HaInyan, but it's not this mission, it's not a kind of specifically to check Arba Yimois, that's an extra Maila Subiyuchsan which they made Dafka by Ekayin. This is how Rabbi Yashiv explains the Shita of Rashi, and Akarcha Taisis in Ksubis, as well as Rabbeinu Tam, which the Rosh brings, who asked the Kashan Rashi from Asugya, they understood not like this, they understood that the Mishnah which tells us how exactly to check the Arba Yimois, that means to say any time we're choshish about a person's yichus, this is the way that the Bedika has to be done. Now it's this Kashan Rashi. We see from Asugya that these Bedikas only have to be done by a Kain, not by Yisrael. This is the Rai of Taisa that we pass on like a Meimar, like the member of Yehuda Mashmur, that Kol HaRosei Specheskas Ksheri Yisem Maimdeis. Now in the Sefer of Rabbi Yashiv, further on over there, he makes another important point. And that is the Gemara over here on Ayin Vav Mebeiz brings a similar memra to that which the Gemara brings on Ayin Beiz Mebeiz. The Gemara over here says, "Amar v'yuda marav zudiver meir avachacham meimim kol mishpacha ispecheskas ksheiros heim oimdeis." This is similar to the memra on Daf Ayin Beiz Mebeiz. However, Rabbi Yashiv points out that there are a few differences. The Gemara earlier on Daf Ayin Beiz Mebeiz is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and here it's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. And secondly, the lashon is different. Over there, the lashon was kol arota ispecheskas ksheiros heim oimdeis. And here the Lashon is, Kol Mishpacha is Becheskas Ksheris Heim Oimdeis. And the Shaila is, are these two members really the same, or are they different? And furthermore, Rabbi Yashiv points out, over there, Daf Ayin Beis Amin Beis, the Gemara brings a Machoikis between Amemar and Ravashi, if we pass him like this member of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and here the Gemara doesn't bring any Machoikis about it, Kipshutei Ersig is Mashmuel, that we do pass him like this member. Now because of these differences, Rabbi Yashiv wants to suggest that these two members are actually different. He says, according to the Shita of Taisis in Ersigya, this will fit very well. The member of Daf Ayin Beis and Mabez is talking about a Chashash Mamzeris, or a Chashash Psulei Kahal. That's the member of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and that's where he says, Kol HaRotis Becheskas Ksheiros Heim Oimdeis. He's talking about different Arotis, and he's referring to Psulei Kahal. Over there, there's a machlokes between Amemar and Ravashi, how we paskin. Here in the second Daf Ayin Vav, according to the Shita of Taisis, this is not an issue of a Chashash Mamzeris, it's an issue of a Chashash Chalolos. As we said, Taisis in Ksubis, and the Rosh brings of Shem Rabbeinu Tam, they prove from this Sugyo that Lalocha we are not Chayshish Mishum Chashash Mamzeris. That's why the bedikas are only necessary because of a chashash chalolos. Therefore, the din of the Mishnah is dafka by a kain. And as Gemara explains, it's dafka a reason why he has to be by the kersh. He does not have to be by the kim because lehuzuk sheris lignasig lepsulim. And according to Taisus, this needed in the sugya is a chashash of chalolos. And that the Gemara in Ayin Vav Mebeiz brings a second memra, which is not the same memra as the Gemara in Daf Ayin Beiz Mebeiz. Here's Amar Vihuda Amar Rav. This is referring to whether we're chayshish mishum chalolos. Here the lashon is kol mishbrachis becheskas ksheir same oimdeis. And according to this, we're referring to Dafka Meshbrachis of Kainim, where there's a Chashash of Chalolos. That's why the Gemara over here in Daf Ayin Vav Mebeiz does not bring the Machlokes between Amemar and Ravashi, because they were talking about a Chashash of Mamzeris. That's according to the Shita of Taisis. According to Rashi, so again it would depend on the two Mahalchim of Rashi. According to the Gisa that we have Bifneinu, the Taisis Yantif and the Pnei Yeshua, then if the Mishnah is talking about Dafka Kayin, as they explained, even though according to Rashi, the Chashash is Mishim Mamzeris, but it's a special Maidla also B'yuchsim, which they made by Kayinim and not by Yisraelim. So then again, we could say that the two members are unrelated. The member of Rehuda Mershmul and Dafayim Beis and Midbeis is referring to the Chashash, which is again, when anyone comes to marry a Kayin, a Levi, or a Yisrael, the question is, do we have to be Chashash Mishim Mamzeris or Mishim Psuli Kahal? And that Rehuda Mershmul said, the Kol Ratzis Bechesas Ksheris Heim Oimdeis, not only Bavel, all the Ratzis, we could assume that they're not Psuli Kahal. And that the Gemara brings a Machaikas between a Memer and Ravashi had a Paskin. And as we said, Rashi and Ksubis is Mavur, that we pass like Ravashi, we do not hold that Kol Ratzis are Bechesas Ksheris Heim Oimdeis. Therefore, when anyone comes to marry and we don't know who they are, we have to do Bedikos to make sure that they're not Psuli Kahal. When we come to Ersiga, as we said before, Ersiga is a special Takana of Daud Imois. As Ravashi explained, this is not the same Bedikos which would be required for Levi or for Yisrael. This is a special takana mishemaylos to be yuchsin to check in a specific way. And this Gemara brings a different member. Amar v'yudah marav komash brachas becheskas ksheres heim oimdeis. And the halacha, we don't pasken like our Mishnah. You do not need bedikas arba imois. Now over here, even according to Rashi, we pasken this way. Even though as far as the standard bedika kefia inyan, which applies to everyone, kohanim, levi, and yisraelim, according to Rashi, as far as that we pasken lechumra. But as far as the special takana bedikas arba imois, which is only negated by kohanim. That the Gemara says we pass in Lakula, not like the Mishnah. If however you hold like the Mahalach of the Mega Mishnah Badas Rashi, then Lachar, we don't have to say that the two Sugyas are unrelated. The way Rashi passes as far as the Sugyan Daf Ayin Beis and Med Beis, like the Chita of Rav Rashi, we don't say that Kol Rotzeis are Becheskas Ksheir Seim Ayin Beis, and we are Chayshim Mishum Mamzeris and Psuli Kahal. This would fit with the way Rashi over here in Daf Ayin Vav holds, that the Bdikas of the Mishnah are Lagabi Mamzeris, and therefore would be for everyone, not just for Kehanim, the way the Mega Mishnah understands Badas Rashi. However, if so, that the two sigas are referring to the same chashashis and the same bedikais, and this ha'ar would remain, these two members would seem to be talking about the same thing, yet the lashonis are different. And therefore, Rabbi Yashiv says that even if you learn the sigal derech the Magid Mishnah, that the chashash in the Mishnah is the chashash mamzeris, therefore it's not only on Kehanim, it's on all of Klal Yisrael, everyone has this din of bedikais arba imois, still we can say that as far as Asigah is concerned, the Etigmar Paskans and Amr Beis, the sheet of the Chum is not like the Stam Mishnah, and we hold that you do not need these bedikais of arba imois. But still, Rashi holds that this does not mean to say that we don't need any bedika at all. We're just saying as far as this takana, to make a standard bedika of Arba Yimois, and that depends on each person, kefiya inyan, that we don't paskin lahalocha. However, that does not mean to say that we paskin like the member of Rebbe Huda Mer Shmuel, who said on Daf Ayin Beis that Kol Rotzeis Becheskas Ksheres Heim Oimdeis, he meant to say that we don't have to be choshesh b'chal mishum amzeres or mishum psuli kahal, just like in Bavel we don't have to be choshesh, anywhere else also we don't have to be choshesh, that we do not paskin like Rashi says in Ksubas Daf Chav Dalid. Rather, if a person comes with Fenenu who we don't know who they are, we have to look into them. However, not the Bedika of Arba Yimois, that Bedika we don't paskin like. Rather, we do a Bedika Kefiya Inin until we're comfortable that the person really is a kosher. As far as these Bedikas are concerned, L'cher that we know Chilik, the same way he would have to be Baidik Her, she would also have to be Baidik Him, that which Ersig was Mechalik, that's only as far as the Bedika of Arba Yimois. And if so, we could explain that the Gemara in Ksubis, which Rashi explains over there, we have to be Baidik Mishum Amzeris, even though it's talking about her being Baidik Him, the Pshat is, that's not talking about the Bedika of Arba Yimois. Yeah, that's the Bedika which is dependent on the circumstances, and that then is even for her to check him. According to this, we no longer have to explain, like we said before, that the Bedika over there in the Gemara in Ksubis is not for they themselves, rather it's for the children. According to this, it's even to be Machshir this marriage, she has to be Bedik him, Kefiya Inyan, to make sure that he's not a Mamzer. This is the Mahalach of Rabbi Yashiv in the Sugya to explain the two Sugyas. Now, before we move on, we'll mention that the Ramban in our Sugya has a third Mahalach to understand the Mishnah. And he had a different girsa in the Mishnah. The girsa that we have is Leviyah v'Yisraelis Meisif Malei Moirachas. Here's girsa was Leviyim v'Yisraelim. In other words, we're referring to the Zohar over here on that Meisif Malei Moirachas. And the Rabban explains that the Bedikos in the Mishnah really are for both, for Chalolos and Mishum Amzeris. In the beginning, the Mishnah says, Anesi Isha Kohenes. The Rabban explains it means to say a Kohen marries a woman L'shem Kehunasa. He wants to marry her with the intent that his children should be kosher for Kehuna. If it's left after if she's a Kohenis, it could be even a Levi of Yisraelis. This is the way that the Mishnah tells us that we're talking about a Kohen, and the Chashash that we're concerned about is the Chashash of Chalolos. And this Mishnah says we require Bedikas Arba Yimois. Then the Mishnah continues and he says, Leviim v'Yisraelim, if the man who's coming to get married is a Levi or a Yisrael, so obviously the concern over here is not a Chashash of Chalolos, still he has to check Mishum Mamzeris. And that the Mishnah says, Meisifim Leim Oidachas, we have to be Bedik an extra generation. So what the Mishnah really is saying, according to the Ramban, is that a chashash of chalolos requires a bedika of arba imois, Nachshash of Mamzeris requires the Bedikah of Chamesh Imois. Now the Rambam, when he brings the Ramban, he explains what the Ramban means to say is, Einach Nami, the Reisha of the Mishnah, we talk about a Kohen who's getting married, he also has to be Bedik Mishim Mamzeris, and Einach Nami, that Bedikah would have to be 5 generations as well. That which the Mishnah says that he only has to be Bedik Arba Imois, that means that when he's checking into the Chalolos aspect, for that he only has to go back to 4 Imois, but Einach Nami, when he's checking into the Mamzeris, he has to go back an additional set of Imois. The Ramban explains, when the Gemara says that only he has to look into her, she doesn't have to be Baidik him, the Gemara explains, because Lehuzer Ekshayasli Nasi Lepsulim, the Ramban explains, what the Gemara means to say is that as far as the Chashash Chalolos, which is what the Reisha of the Mishnah is referring to, that's only then that he has to be Baidik her, she doesn't have to be Baidik him. But the Gemara does not mean to say that she doesn't have to be Baidik him Bechlal, as far as the Chashash of Mamzeris, it's both ways equally, and Echnami, she does have to do Bedika is to make sure that there's no Mamzeris in his Mishpacha. So, according to the sheet of the Ramban, the Mishnah is referring to both Bedikos, the Bedikah of Chalolos and the Bedikos of Mamzeris. The Ramban goes further and he says, that which the Gemara on the base has a tzad to say, that the whole Bedikos in the Mishnah is only when there's an error. The Ramban explains, this is referring to Dafka, the Bedikos of Mamzeris. And he quotes the same Gemara which Taisus quoted, Makir Misra Mamzerim Shebeineim. The Ramban explains, that would be the reason why if there's no error, you would have to be Chayshid Mishum Mamzeris. However, the Ramban says, and this is a chiddush, she says that the bedikos mishum chalolos, those you still would have, even if there is no error. And the same Ramban says, according to the other lashon of the Gemara, that Mishnah is going according to the sheet of Rameir, according to Rameir, even if there is no error, you require bedikos mashenken according to the sheet of the Chachamim. Again, the Ramban says, this is only as far as the bedikos mishum mamzeris. That's the way there would be machlekes between Rameir and the Chachamim. Mashenken, the bedikos as far as chalolos, that even according to the Chachamim, you would require bedikos even if there is no error. Meaning, the Ramban is saying that the whole sugya in Amar Beis is only referring to the bedikos Mishum Mamzeris, the Bedikos of Chalolos, that is Pashat al-Kuli Amma, you would have to do those Bedikos, and even if there is no error. Akupam, to summarize, we have 3 Mahalchim in the Rishonim how to understand our Mishnah. The Sheet of Rashi, that the Bedikos in our Mishnah are Mishum Mamzeris, and we'll go with the Girsa that we have in Rashi, the way the Achronim learn, they made an extra Maila B'yuchsan specifically for Kehanim. And according to Rashi, that which the Gemara says that she does not have to be Baidik him, because Lehuzruk Sherisli Nasi Lepsulim, Rashi has to be Matrik this and explain. And since we find that the Torah is more makel on her than it is on him, so this ma'ala they only made on him, only he has to do the bedikos and not her. The second ma'alach in the sikh is the ma'alach of Taisvis, the bedikos in the Mishnah, Mishum Chalolos, not Mishum Mamzeris. According to Taisvis, the more fits very well, the more that says, Lehuzuk Sheris Lignosi Lepsulim, she doesn't have to make these bedikos Mishum Chalolos. And the third ma'alach, the ma'alach of the Ramban, the Mishnah is talking about both of them, the Reisha of the Mishnah is talking about a kohen who's coming to marry, those bedikos are Mishum Chalolos. Then the Mishnah talks about a Levi in Yisrael, his bedikos are Mishum Mamzeris, and as we explained, the Kohen definitely has to do those bedikos as well. Mishnah is just saying that besides bedikos Mishum Mamzeris, he also has to do bedikos Mishum Chalolos. And when the Gemara says that she does not have to check him because Lehuzruk Sheris Nasi Lepsulim, that's just referring to the bedikos Mishum Chalolos, but in Echanami, she does have to do the bedikos Mishum Mamzeris. Now just take a look at the end of Taisus Dibur Maschot Tzarech Sheyivdoik, he brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, what seems to be a new pshat in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam says, even without a bedika, a person is nemel inyan chuma. As we'll see, there's a machlokes between the Rishash and the Chazanish, how to understand the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam over here. The Rishash explains what Rabbeinu Tam means to say is, when the Mishnah says, "Nesu isha kainas tarach livdik achreo," it does not mean to say that we will not allow the kain to get married without doing the bedikas. The bedikas are required, as Rabbeinu Tam says, only if this kohen wants to ensure that his son will also be a kosher kohen and will be able to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. For that, he has to do the bedikas. Inami Taisus says, "Lahachshir atzmi la'avodah." We'll explain that momentarily. However, as far as achilas truma, Taisus says, for that we do not require bedikas. Both him and his son will be able to eat truma, even if there were no bedikas done. Now, the Rishash explains that what Rabbeinu Tam means to say is, as far as the issur for a kohen to marry a chalola, which is a lav, for that we would not have been mechayev the bedikas. The same way we are mechayev bedikos for achilas truma, which is even more chomer, it's misa b'dei shemayim. Only for avodah b'beis hamikdash that we are mechayev bedikos. Rishash explains that's even more chomer. That could end up being misas bezdin. He sends us to see what he writes on daf yibayz and mebayz. Over there, he explains because if he ends up doing avodah in the beis hamikdash on Shabbos, that is a chiyuv misa. Akbam, that's the reason why we're even more machmer as far as avodah b'beis hamikdash. But Akbam, Rishash is understanding b'das Rabbeinu Tam, and what he means to say is, bedikas in the Mishnah are not required to allow him to get married, or allow this kind to get married, even without being bedik if she's a chalala. However, the Chaznish and Evan Ezra Simon Aleph Sifkat and Chafeh, he argues on this. He says, if this is what Rabbeinu Tam means, what is the Gemara saying? That only he has to be bedik her, she doesn't have to be bedik him, because of Lehuzruk Sheris Li Nasi Lepsulim, The Gemara is clearly mashmat. The chashash over here is the iser that he'll end up marrying a chalala, and that's the reason why she does not have to be bedik him. So the Chazanish explains that Rabbeinu Tam never meant to say that the bedikos in the Mishnah are not necessary in order to be matter the marriage. Rather, what Rabbeinu Tam meant to say is that if b'diyeva they get married without the bedikos, then the din will be that imnisis lo teitzei. They'll be allowed to stay married. However, if they want that the son should be able to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, for that you'll still need to do the bedikos. The son will be allowed to eat truma, that for that you don't need a bedikos, but to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, for that he would need a bedikos. The Chazanish says, even though the Lashon of Rabbeinu Tam would be mashmah not like this, the Maaseh of the Chazanish is madchik the Lashon of Tosfos. And the truth is, the Chazanish points out that even in the previous Dibur Maschil, Tosfos also is mashmah that the bedikos are not to be matter the marriage. But the Maaseh of the Chazanish is madchik this, as he proves from the Gemara which says that she does not have to be bedik him because of Huzuk Sheyus Lignasi Lopsulim, that's clearly mashmah that the need in the mission is the Isser for him to marry a Chalala. And that which Rabbeinu Tam mentions, Inami Lahachshir Asmai La'avido, in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, he brings this Rabbeinu Tam, and he explains that what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that if this kain marries someone who is not beduka, we're chayish that she may be a chalala, and we will not allow this kain himself to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. This is based on the Mishnah and Bechoris Taf Memhei Amud Beis, that if there's a kain who is married to someone who is usher to a grusha, or a chalutza, or a chalala, we do not allow him to do avodah until he divorces her, or he's meider hanav from her. This is what Tosfos means to say over here, that if a kain marries a woman without being beidik her, so if he has a son, the son will not be able to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and he himself will also not be allowed to, until he does bedikah, because he may be married to a chalala. The Chazanish had a different understanding in this line of Tosfos. When Tosfos says, Inami l'hachshir atzmei la'avodah, one can take a look over there in the Chazanish, in Evan Ezra, Siman Aleph, Sifkot, and Chofei, he understands that Tosfos over here is saying a separate din, that if we want to be machshir him for avodah, that would also require bedikahs. This line of Tosfos has nothing to do with the marriage over here. Tosfos is telling us another din, in order to be machshir someone for avodah, that also would require bedikahs. Now continue on, Tosfos and Amud Beis, and Dibur Maschil ain't boitkin min ha-mizbeach ulamala, Tosfos says a chiddush. He's bothered by Akasha, why does it only talk about min ha-mizbeach ulamala? Why doesn't it also mention ain't boitkin min ha-siyas kapayim ulamala, or mitshum ulamala? Tosfos refers to a gemara in Ksubis, Chavdal and Amud Beis, which brings that according to one man Omar, even if we'd only know that a kain was nesis kapayim, that also is enough, we don't have to check into his yichus. And for Chuma as well, there's a man Omar, so why does the Mishnah not mention this according to these shittos? So Tosfos says a chiddush and he explains that which it says ein boitkin min ha-mizbeach ulamala does not necessarily mean a kohen who's doing avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, it's talking about even avodahs which are kosher bizarre. For example, shechita or hefshit or nituach, these are things which even a zar could do in the Beis HaMikdash. So even though this would not be right that he's a kohen because he's not really doing avodah, still Tosfos says this would be right to his yichus because the chatchil they did not allow anyone to do even these avodahs in the Beis HaMikdash unless they were ksherim and miyuchasim. Now the Tosfos Rosh brings this as well. He's marich a little bit more, and from the Tosfos Rosh we see that what Tosfos means to say is that even if he's a Yisrael, and he's doing these avodis in the Beis HaMikdash, he's doing hefshit lituach or shechita, so that's also right to his yichus, and he does not require bedikos. And the Tosfos Rosh brings a right to this, from that which the Gemara says over here, ein boitkin min ha-mizbeach ulamalo, the Gemara says, my taimo, ilav debotku aloi havi maskele. Then the next Gemara says, v'loi min ha-duchan ulamalo, the Gemara says, my taimo, d'omar mar, shasham ha-yu yoshfe miyachsi kuhuna u miyachsi leviyo. And he's bothered, why doesn't the Gemara give the same reason? Shasham ha yoshfe miyachsi kuhuna u miyachsi leviyo, on the first din, the din of ein boitkin min ha-mizbeach ulamalo. And from here he proves that that din, ein boitkin min ha-mizbeach ulamalo, is not talking about dafka kayanim. It's talking about even Yisraelim, therefore the reason shasham ha yoshfe would not apply. However, then the Tosfos Rosh continues and he argues on Tosfos. He says that there is no din that we need dafka miyuchos. And the truth is, Tosfos himself was bothered by this. He asked the Kasha from that which the Mishnah is mavur, that even Noshim and Avodim are kshirim for shechita. And Tosfos answers that that's only b'diyeved, but l'chatchila, we are makbar and having kshirim miyuchosim. However, the Tosfos Rosh asks that the Lashon of the Mishnah over there, in the beginning of the third parak, daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, is Kol Apsulim Sheshachtu Shechitasan Kshira, Sheshachita Kshira Bezarim, B'Noshim, B'Avodim, B'Tmeim. And the Gemara over there explains, why does the Mishnah use the Lashon of b'diyeved? The Gemara explains because of Tmeim. Since the Tamei who shechs, there's a possibility he may end up touching the basar and being mitame it, for that reason we do not allow Tamei to shech l'chatchila. The Gemara's mashma that all other ones listed in the Mishnah, the other psulim, which include even an eved, we do allow them to shecht even l'chatchila. So how could Tosfos say that the avodas which are kosher bizarre, like shechita, l'chatchila, we do require someone who's miyuchas? The Ma'aseh Nachmanim answer for Tosfos, that Tosfos doesn't mean to say that me'ikar ad-din, there's a din l'chatchila, rather it's only a minhug. That's how they were noig l'mais in the Beis HaMikdash. They only allowed people who were miyuchasim to do the shechita. This is what the Pnei Yeshua says, b'das Tosfos. The Ma'aseh Tosfos Rosh has another taina on Tosfos. He asks, if we're not referring to avodas which require a kayin, So what is the lashon of the Mishnah? Ein beitke min hamizbeach ulamalo. The lashon min hamizbeach would be mashma that we're talking about avodas which are done on the mizbeach, which need a kayin. According to Tosis, the Gemara should have used the lashon ein beitke min hakarben ulamalo. That would have been mashma even shchita, which is kosher bizarre. Upon this, the Tosis Rosh holds the Maisa. The Mishnah is referring to dafka avodas which need a kayin. If we see that a kayin was doing these avodas and he does not require bedika. I just mentioned that the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos over here, on the din of Ein Beitkin min Mizbeach Ulamalo, he says clearly that we're talking about a Kohen who's doing Avodah, not like Tosfos Vayeh, like the Tosfos Rosh. As far as the kasha that the Tosfos Rosh asked, the Diak in the Gemara, that by Kohenim it says, Ilavd Batkur lo yavi maskele, and by Levim it says a different Lashon, Shesham Yoisha miyachsi kuno miyachsi leviyo, so the Rambam really puts the two together. He says over there, Sanhedrin gedoy lo hayusham, umelachtam livdei kol Kohen kosher oived, Vishnimsa by Apostle Marchikin Oisai, Ukumaikin Haduchon, Shayoimer Malim Halavim Shir, Baitkin Vachakach Mailim. So Ram puts the two together, he's clearly learning that these are the same Svara, the Sanhedrin over there were Baitik, both of the Kehanim and the Levim, before they were allowed to do Avoido or Shira. Now, just discuss one last point, the Gemara Behemshach brings the Maisa, Ushbezichni Derv Adabar Hava, Giyer Hava, Hava Kaminsa Iuver Abivi, Mar Omar Anovid Nasser Rusa Demasa, Umar Omar Anovid Nasser Rusa Demasa. They came in front of Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef told them, since the pasuk says, "Soim tosim alecha melech mikere v'achecha," kol mesimis shatam mesim lagiya elam mikere v'achecha. The Hemshach of the Gemara says that if it's imay miYisrael, then it is considered mikere v'achecha. I'll just quote a tshuva from Rabbi Moshe. This is in Yerdei Achelik Dalad Simin Chavov. He was asked l'mais about this issue: when are we allowed to appoint a ger for a certain position? He was asked about appointing him as a rosh yeshiva or a mashkiach in the yeshiva. Is this included in the din called Mesimis Rata Mesim Lagia El Mikarev Achecha? And the Sherlov there wanted to bring a raya from Shmaya and Avtalyoin that it should not be a problem. Now the truth is, the Tosfos Yontif already discusses this in Perkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, on the Mishnah of Shmaya and Avtalyoin. The Ratzon over there says that they were Geri Tzedek, and the Tosfos Yontif asks on this, how could it possibly be that they were Geri Tzedek if they were appointed as the Av Beis Din and the Nasi? And the Tosfos Yontif says, Akarcha does not mean that they themselves were Gerim, rather they were born from a Jewish mother, they did not require Gerus. When it says that they came from Gerim, it means that from the father's side they were descendants of Gerim. Therefore, as Argamar is Mavur, that any time if it's Imay Miyisrael, it's not a problem to be man of them for a Srara. Akupam, the Meister of Moshe writes similar to this. He says, firstly, you can't bring a Raya from Shmaya and Avtalyoin because maybe it was Imay Miyisrael. And secondly, he adds further, that since they were the Gedoyli Hadar, they were the Shalshelos and Mesera, the link in the Mesera, therefore maybe it was Hayra Astra to allow them to be the Av Beis Din and the Nasi. However, then Moshe continues and he says, even though there's no Raya from Shmaya and Avtalyoin, still, Moshe writes a svar to be mekel. And he says over there that since there's a mitzvah of a haftim as a ger, and we're mechuyev to be makar of the ger, and to be mekel on them as much as possible, and therefore Moshe says, achar yishuv godol, and Moshe was miyash from this for a long time in order to be matter this, and he explains what is the heter. He says, this would not be considered a svar, which the Gemara is referring to. He says, the ikur tafkid of a yeshiva is to teach the talmidim Torah when they're ready to learn, and even though the menal or the rosh yeshiva has the kayach to be mesalik, to remove a bachar, or to accept a bachar, that's not his ikur svar. That's no different than a Baal Bais who has a kayach to hire workers or to fire his workers. That would not be considered a srara. However, what is interesting is that Rav Moshe compares this to a srara of a mashkiach kashrus. Rav Moshe says that would be considered a srara. Over there, he has a kayach over the Baal Bais to enforce the halacha. It sounds like from Rav Moshe that may be a problem for a ger to be a mashkiach kashrus. There's one final point that Rav Moshe mentions in the end of the tshuva over there. He was asked, is the problem of being makabel a srara, is that only on the one who's giving him a srara, or is that on the ger himself? In other words, if he was offered a srara, is there an isra for him to be makabalit? And Moshe says that it's mistar, that it's not an isra on him, even something which would be classified as a real srara, if he's offered the job, it would be no problem for him to accept it.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.